There's a fascinating story behind that. The reason I love it, one, the story is just so random behind it. It was written, beautiful carol, but it was written by an atheist. So an atheist wrote the music and a Jewish person wrote the lyrics, or it was the other way around. Yet I think they capture something very powerful of this time. I love it. I'm not speaking about this, but I just want to underline it. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Isn't that a beautiful capturing of what this day, what we are celebrating this day, what it's all about? I'm going to speak for just a few minutes this morning, I promise you, and then we will let you get back and continue your celebrations through the day. I've been thinking about, it came up at team meeting on a Monday, somebody said, wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone gave a hearty yes to Jesus on Christmas morning? Thinking about the yeses of the Christmas story, the nativity account. Everyone said yes. Mary said yes. Joseph said yes. Jesus said, the shepherd said yes. The magi said yes. Even Jesus, and I'll explain this in a bit, said yes. But then I started thinking, well, what happens if they'd have said no? I do believe we have free will. We have a choice. It's our choice to make. So just imagine if I started thinking about what would happen if they had said no. How different the story. So I thought I'd just think through the story a little bit. Just think about how different it would have been. The angel visits Mary, who was highly favoured. That's what it says, isn't it? And she was to carry and give birth to God's chosen Messiah. That's what she was told. She would have known the importance of the Messiah. She would have understood the significance of what was being asked of her. But then she would have also known, because of that culture, how tricky this was going to be. This was a big ask. And Mary understandably says, well, how will this be? And this is what the angel says. The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born in you will be called the Son of God. Imagine if Mary had then said, nah, sounds a bit tricky, really. Too much. I mean, I'm so young. I think I'll give it a miss this time, if that's okay. How different it would have been. Obviously, this is not what happened. She says, she gives an amazing yes response to the angel that comes to her. I am the Lord's servant, Mary says. May your word be fulfilled in me. And the prophetic significance of this moment was not lost. And the story as we know it did not come to an end. What about Joseph? He was troubled. He was troubled, understandably troubled, about the things that were going on with his fiancée. She was having a baby, she said, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was struggling with the explanation, so planned to walk away from her. He had given his no. But then the angel comes, says this, but after that, after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people, his people, from their sins. Imagine if the next line went something like this. When Joseph woke up, he thought to himself, wow, that was a weird dream. I must have had too much cheese before I went to bed last night. There's no way that was real. And anyway, that's not what happened. He gave his yes to God, even though it was going to be really difficult. The Bible said he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. He gave his crucial, what he gives his yes to is this crucial connection with the prophecies of the Old Testament and this connection with what's called the legal lineage to the line of David, talk about that another time if you want to, but it was this significant connection with what had gone before. What about the angels in the shepherds in the fields? They were there doing what shepherds do, looking after their sheep. The angel rocks up. Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And then a load of other angels appear, and they say, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests. Then it goes on, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, imagine, well, that was a bit odd, a bit weird, but certainly that is not for people like us. We're just lowly shepherds living in the fields amongst the poo and the smell and the mess. This sort of thing happens to other people. We know our place and it's not there. Let's just stick around here and keep on doing what we're doing. How different the story would have been. But they gave their yes to God. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that God that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And their yes meant, this is really important. It might seem small, but I think it's significant. The first witnesses of this Jesus, this King Jesus, were lowly shepherds. Doesn't it say something about how Jesus is the one who welcomes all, everyone from every walk of life? Then we have the Magi. They'd seen a star, which they described as his star. They knew something was stirring, but what would have happened if they looked up in the sky, saw the star, and said to themselves, nope, no way am I doing that 1,000-mile, 3-month journey to go and see whatever it is at the other end? Just too much to ask. Imagine how different the story would have been. But they didn't say no. They gave their yes and set out on this mammoth journey where they find the child. And this is what it says. I love these words. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts that spoke powerfully of who this child was, a king, and what this child's destiny was, to die on the cross. All these yeses, all these different people stepping into God's saving and loving purposes that we see so clearly and so beautifully in the person of Jesus. They add layers of our understanding, all part of the process of presenting this child the way that the nativity does. But there's one more yes. Actually, there's two more yeses, but there's one more yes I want to talk about, and that's the yes of Jesus himself. Now, you might say, well, that's ridiculous. He's a baby, and before he was a baby, he was just a baby in the womb. How can that baby give its yes to Jesus? Well, let me take you to this wonderful passage in Philippians 2, one of the epistles. This is what it says there. It says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even on a cross. Now, I don't want to get into the complexities of Trinitarian theology. We'll save that for another time. But God, Christ was part of this relationship with God. He was in this place of connection, but he chose to step out of that. What does it say? He laid aside his majesty. He chose to come and make himself vulnerable. Vulnerable. As a human, so he could be the saviour, he could make the sacrifice on behalf of each and every one of us. he could be the connection with their creator that humanity needed. I believe it was his choice. And I think we see it so beautifully in the Garden of Gethsemane. There's one more yes or no to consider in this account of the birth of Jesus Christ.